This is Carrie Cordova interviewing Alberto Mijangos at his studio in San Antonio, Texas on Friday, December 5th, 2003 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. This is session one and disc one. And I'll start us off, Alberto, by just asking what year you were born and where you were born.
Okay. I was born in Mexico City on July 5th, 1925.
Okay. And were your parents originally from Mexico City?
My mother was from Ciudad Juarez, Chihuahua, and my father from Oaxaca.
How did they meet?
That's very interesting because that was during the Mexican Revolution. And my mother was living in Chihuahua, in the city of Chihuahua at that time. And my father was working for the Mexican army, providing money to the different fronts so they would pay the salaries to the soldiers. And he used to travel a lot and in a very dangerous situations. And since a lot of revolution happened in the northern part of Mexico at the beginning, there's where he used to move most of the time to Chihuahua, Mexico City, Chihuahua, Mexico City. And that's where he met my mother. So it was kind of romantic, kind of like one of those movies, Mexican movies about the revolution.
I see. And what was their sort of family backgrounds like?
Well, it's interesting. I'm sure you know the northern part of Mexico, how different it is from the south part of Mexico. So it was very interesting. My father seems to me like he had more of Indian blood. I think he was a very good looking guy, and dark complex, and also green eyes, and he never claimed that he was very much coming from the Indian background, but it's a very interesting thing. I remember asking him, well, what about us, or Indians? And he would say, have you ever seen an Indian with green eyes? So he was very proud of his green eyes. And my mother was very much of a kind of an aristocrat. And she was, she had totally complete Spanish blood. So it was that kind of an interesting difference. That relationship of the individual that comes from south meets this aristocratic, beautiful woman from the north, and then the families are all concerned about what's happening here, and finally they got married and they went to move. They moved to Mexico City after the revolution.
I see.
And they live in Mexico City. My father went to a business of selling pianos. He had a big company in Mexico selling pianos. So I remember, those days that vaguely, because I don't have very good memory, how interesting it was, and this huge house that we're living in, and with all kinds of maids all over, having these funny dresses that they used to put on me, and it was I have two sisters and I was the youngest, so I was very spoiled when I was a little kid, and always a rebel.
And you were a rebel.
Yeah, always. And because my mother spoiled me, I used to get away with anything, everything. But it's an interesting period in Mexico, definitely.